Yes, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation by Commissioner Bush, followed by pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Sinogal. If you feel like that.
Please bow with me. Father, we come to you today asking for your divine guidance as we conduct the business of our county. We thank you so much for life itself, and we pray for the health and safety of all our citizens, our first responders, and all our medical personnel. We pray, Lord, that you will lead, guide, and direct us in every decision we make. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda today with item number the first thing I made is consider approved specifications for request of statements of qualification. Oops, let me stop just a minute before we get started. I had received a letter earlier this week from Texas Historical Commission that they're pleased to announce that the Jefferson County Historical Commission has earned the Distinguished Service Award in 2020 for their service in recognition of having an active and well-balanced preservation program. I know how hard Teresa and all of our group work to make the Jefferson County Historical Association a viable and active group that's taking care of a lot of the history of Jefferson County. Only about 25% of the counties in the state of Texas are recognized as having such an active and successful program. So we have this for you.
Thank you, Judge.
And the first thing I may is consider approved specifications for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for drainage improvement, train valve pump station building and generators under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program project for Jefferson County, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code. The County Purchasing Act and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-3326. Item B is to discuss and possibly approve County Purchasing Agent to enter into contract negotiations for FEMA grant management, insurance, advisory services for Jefferson County, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, to the CFR, Section 200.318-3326. Do I have a motion on those two items and authorize the County Purchasing Agent to enter into contract negotiations?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? Is there anything further you need from us, Jim? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Hold on, Judge.
Sorry, microphone.
The green light's on, so.
Okay.
Do I need to move it closer?
No.
Hello?
Sorry, anything is on my desk.
Covered items A and B under purchasing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Have it. County auditor, we have four items. Item A is to consider approve the budget transfer to the equipment center for additional cost of equipment in the amount of $2,000. Item B is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending May 31st, 2021. Item C is to consider and appoint Carrie Erickson, Kathleen Kennedy, Patrick Swain, and Sheriff Dana Stevens with the designees for contract negotiations with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Association. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 483610 through 483830. Do I have a motion on those items under audit?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
consider and possibly approve the memorandum of understanding with Beaumont Independent School District to use voting equipment for the Beaumont High School homecoming election in September of 2021. This agreement furthers the public purpose of educating potential voters on the use of electronic voting equipment. Motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinnott. Any discussion?
No discussion, but Teresa, is that for all Beaumont High School, the two Beaumont High Schools or just all Beaumont High Schools?
They specifically asked for Beaumont United High School homecoming election.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Have it. Under county commissioners, we'll take items A and C by addendum. Item A is to see the file executed memorandum of agreement between Texas Military Department and Jefferson County for land agreement for readiness center. The addendum was labeled A, which should be C. Consider approved contract for employee health department division oversight with Dr. Service Setter.
Judge, on that particular one, could we submit two
before
names?
We have discussion, I need to get a motion and second. Have a motion and second.
So moved.
Moved. Second. Second. All right. Discussion.
Could we submit two names on that? I first of all, I'm just seeing that today, they sent it out yesterday, and in light of what we've just gone through, I want to make sure that we vet in appropriate form and fashion, and that pose some concerns with
me. Okay, I'm not sure what you're asking for.
Submit the two names, including the name of the public health director, which already oversees several, three nurse practitioners in the county right now.
Yeah, well, I'm more than happy to do that after we get this contract in place. If we want to look at Dr. Edie, I'm more than happy to do that. But right now, I don't know whether, number one, we have two different liaisons to indigent health and employee health. Number two, we don't know whether the Department of State Health Services, DEA, and all those organizations are going to allow this crossover. And right now, we're in a big hurry, because our employee health clinic is closed for the next 2 to 4 weeks without being able to see patients because of circumstances that exist. And I want to get this one in as quickly as possible right now. So I'm happy to entertain that. This is the contract with the 30-day out. So we're going to have more than adequate time to look at Dr. Edie in the future. But right now, I want to get somebody approved to get in there and get that clinic back open. So,
but it still goes back to the question.
So the agenda item is for Dr. Server Saturday.
It goes back to the question, though, Jeff, and that is the appropriate protocol in vetting.
In what?
In vetting the individual.
Okay. If you'd like to hear from Ms. Brown, she worked under Dr. Satter for a year, worked at his practice with him. She's well familiar with him, knows him to be an outstanding doctor. She provided the background information on him that we sent out yesterday, I believe. And like I said, it's a 30-day contract with an out, so we've got adequate time to determine who we want in there permanently or semi-permanently. I know nobody's permanent, but right now we need to get the clinic back up and running, and I'd like to get Dr. Satter approved.
Actually, I'd like to hear from Dr. Satter. That's who I really like to hear from, so we don't be blindsided like this last situation. I never met the person. I'm hearing more stuff that I care to know about certain things.
Well, let's make clear that the doctor sees no patients. He has an oversight to make sure that the prescriptions that are written by the nurse practitioner are not contraindicated in cases where prescriptions are written for individuals. And the general oversight needs qualifications so that he qualifies for that. I've never met the man. I don't know his personality. But pretty hard to say we were blindsided when the prior person was there for 20
we were blindsided with what we found.
Okay, and I understand your offense at that. But right now, I just want to get Dr. Satter approved and the clinic back open. So,
if that's what a motion, that is only temporary until we can vet the whole system.
All right, so further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is considering possible approval replat of lot 3 and lot 4, Christie Edition, lot 3A, 9.994 acres, lying in the A portion of survey abstract number 29, located on Kendall Road, precinct number 1. The plat is not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction, has met all the platting requirements. Do you have a motion on that item?
Moved
by Commissioner Pugh.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department by addendum, we have one item to consider and approve out of state travel for Deputy Matt Gardner to attend training August 8th through 20th at the National Computer Forensics Institute in Cooper, Alabama. The training is essential in performing his duty as criminal investigator. The training and per diem are provided by the Institute, and they will also reimburse fuel cost, but there's no cost to the county. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving back to item B, under County Commissioners, consider possibly approve the appointment of Harold Lee Gusev Jr. as Constable to fill the unexpired term of Constable Abel Collins, retired for precinct 8, pursuant to local government code chapter 87.041. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
And seconded. Discussion, and we have someone who signed up to speak to that, Mr. Willie Bay Lewis Jr. Mr. Lewis, you may come up to the podium.
Yes, I'm Willie Bay Lewis. 2301 Lakeshore Drive, Fort Austin, Texas. I'm gonna speak about the rumors about closing precinct 8 Constable seat. And I was unable to attend the community meeting that was held pertaining to this issue. And I questioned some of the people that attended the meeting to find out what was discussed. None of the pertinent items, very important issues, was not discussed.
None of what?
None of the issues that pertaining to that particular service was not discussed. But I'm here today to recommend, I know you all on the agenda, it's about filling that unexpired term. But come out of that community meeting, the elected official, appointed official in Fort Austin, there are some rumors about permanently in the future closing this seat. I'm here to let you all know that service is needed in Fort Austin. It's not about making money, it's about providing a service for the citizens of Fort Austin. City of Fort Austin is 144 square miles. Of that 144 square mile, the 144 square mile, water is included. Of that 144 square mile, 77 miles is land. Let's compare apples to apples. Beaumont, Texas, was 85 square miles land and water. Land is 82 square miles, a little over 82 square miles. For some reason or another, it's still open to the community that the surrounding cities, Four Nations, Needler, and Grove, has only one constable. One precinct. That's Four Nations, Grove, Neyland combined is less than 20 square miles. So why in the world would anybody want to compare the two constables that we have in Fort Arthur, two justice of peace, to Neyland, Four Nations, and they're only maybe 20, less than 20 square miles. Well, I'm here to say the service is needed. You please do not disrupt their service. You have the right to do that since since 2013. Supreme Court struck down free clearance. Yes, you have the right to make changes without getting free clearance through the Justice Department. Pasadena made that mistake. Now, so the federal court ruled against him. Not only did they rule against Pasadena, they made Pasadena pay $1 million in legal fees. They was upset about the growing population of the Hispanic community. So they decided to make a change. Now, if you all want to read about it, give me your cell phone number, I'll text it to you, that case. But I'm asking you all, please keep that service in place. It is needed in the city of Portland. From the courthouse to Sabine Pass, it's 12 to 15 miles. The service is needed. From the courthouse to 365, it's 9 to 10 miles. The service is needed. Please do not disrupt that service. Thank you all.
Judge Gillum has attempted to sign up, but not in accordance with our rules of decorum, which require that the signature be prior to the beginning of court. So he cannot talk under our rules of decorum, but one of the commissioners is welcome to invite him to speak.
Judge, I invite Judge Gillum to testify.
May approach the lectern.
Good morning to the court, Judge Commissioner. I will be really brief. I'm not going to labor the point of Councilmember Lewis.
I'm sorry, could you speak a little louder? I'm just having trouble hearing.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to get direct to the point. I just want to bring us back just a little bit from the last census where the court actually redrew the lines in 8 precincts in my JP precinct was removed, and consequently leaving my home address eliminated as well. And my conversations with Justice Department and then with Judge Brandy, things got back on track and things were put back where they were supposed to be, except for I still lost population. And the answer to me losing population was that I was given the 3 United States penitentiaries to make up for the population. And in the main thing, they wanted to keep precinct 8, whether it's the constable's office or the JP office, in place, is that in the city of Port Arthur, precinct 2 has 45,900 registered voters. Precinct 8 has not vegetables, but total population. Precinct 8 has 12,312 total population, which includes 3 United States penitentiaries. So that would cut the population in Precinct 8 severely, almost in half. And with this census, I ask that we do not repeat 2010, but that we would look at redrawing the lines, but do it in a fair way this time around, so that, and I share this with you, I want to be as plain as it possibly can be. If there is an undercurrent to remove precinct 8, whether it's the constable's office or the JP's office, one of the key points would be to continue to take away population. And that looked like what's happening. I'm asked that we really consider redrawing the lines, putting precinct eight back where it should be in total population, instead of a third of the city of Port Arthur, that it would be back to half of the city of Port Arthur. And when you have one part of the city that's 45,000 population, and another part that's 6,000 population, something's wrong with that picture. And so I'm just asking that whatever the undercurrent is that we really consider doing the right thing on the real line. If we're not planning on real line, that we realign the precincts to represent the population of Port Arthur. Thank you for this time.
Thank you, Judge.
Judge, first of all, point of clarification. The court did not vote on the redistricting lines. It was done by a private consultant. If I'm not mistaken, I had no privy to Judge Gillum being drawn out of his precinct until I was notified by you, Ms. Gidley, and I think Ms.
No, the court had to adopt what the attorney that drafted the lines came up with, and we did that in 2010 or 2011. Yeah.
Have to correct it.
But, you know, as far as Constable J.P. precincts go, and I don't think it matters to us that whether he has half or a third. I mean, I'd have to ask Mr. Bass with Allison Bass what the thought process was behind that, but I'm happy to try to find that out. And we're going to be discussing it with him here in September, so, you know, August probably. I think what they told me, the numbers are supposed to come out. So we'll be having him down here, and we can address that issue with him. I'll be happy to.
And Judge, also include this in there. When we did that the last time, every elected official had an opportunity to come to the courtroom while we were doing that, and they were all invited. Make sure when we invite, please come up, because no one was attempting to do anything nefarious in any form. So because we make sure it's open, it is public, a public process that we go through, okay?
And it was the reason for going out was primarily for Precinct 3 to grab the prison. It was for Precinct 3 Commissioner, because he had about 100,000 acres of National Wildlife Refuge in his precinct that's totally uninhabited, and he needed the population. So it was nothing dealing with Precinct 8.
But my lines also are different from Precinct 8, I think.
Right,
yes. He stated, I think.
Yes, and I do.
But we'll be happy to look at that, and you will be more than happy to talk to Mr. Bass too when he comes.
I appreciate that. I would welcome that opportunity, and I have no problem with the prisons being in the precinct, but Precinct 8 don't serve the prisons anyway, even though it's in our precinct. But I think Precinct 6, through all the service at the U.S. Penitentiary, even though it's in our precinct 8. So that's not an issue, but the issue is when prisoners are considered to make up my population, if my population is based on lines being drawn, but the prisoners don't vote. And that's 6,000 people off of the 12,000 in the total population, if I'm making myself understandable. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you all for this opportunity.
All right, any other? So I have received probably between emails and phone calls approximately 40, 45 contacts about this issue. I will tell you at the outset that I am not bound and determined to do away with the Constable Precinct 8 position. I had only asked that until the census data comes in August that we put off filling this position. until such time as we've had an opportunity to discuss it further. I'm more than willing to meet with Commissioner Senegal between now and the time we receive the census data and work on our budget to try to attempt to come up with a solution or a compromise. But today I will vote against affirmative. We'll know at the end of the court how that turns out. I do not see any danger in continuing the operation without an appointed constable right now, because everybody knows, without me going into detail, what the situation's been there the last 4 years since before Hurricane Harvey. And enough said there. So, as I said, I've had 40 or more people contact me, and strangely enough, not one person has ever asked me what my thought processes were about the position, its efficacy, viability, how the budgeting for that office impacts the total budget, and our duties as stewards of taxpayer funds. Through Mr. Lewis, that Fort Nation Needle and Grove may have a slightly smaller land mass than Fort Arthur, but the city of Manhattan in New York is probably one half the size of the people in Fort Nation and Grove, and has 6 million people, so it requires much more services. It has nothing to do with land mass, it has everything to do with population, which is why I wanted to weigh on the census data and have more opportunity to discuss it with Commissioner Senegal and the other members of the court. If you look at the numbers for the constables and the number of papers served, Needle and Fort Nation and Grove are roughly the same population as the city of Fort Arthur. Maybe a couple of thousand people. I think when I counted it up, looking doing a Google search last week, it was about 3,500 smaller than the city of Fort Arthur with those three cities. But if you look at the two constable precincts, and Needle and Fort Nation and Grove have one constable, one JP that serve. But one constable that served Needle and Fort Natchez and Grove served more papers than the two combined constables' office in Fort Arthur. In 2015, Precinct 8 was serving 2,088 papers per year. That number has dropped every year since. We're at 500 papers per year now. If you divide that into the budget, that means it's costing the county $950 for every paper we serve out of precinct 8 on an individual. And by contrast, I think that our charge of the, you had your opportunity, this is not a back and forth. We will have a public comment session at the end of the court where anybody can come back and say something. By contrast, I think, what is it, Teresa? What do we charge for service of process in the clerk's office?
Most for citations, it's $75.
$75. So we're paying $950. Now, I don't blame the constables. The constables can and often do very good work. This has nothing to do with the constables. If tomorrow Amazon decided that they were going to create a computer platform that would take tax payments and do automobile registrations, and 90% of our business in the tax office went away because of that, would you suggest that we keep the entire 55 people that are now employed in the tax office? If tomorrow the state of Texas were to create a statutory probate court that would take away all my probate cases, I wouldn't keep my probate clerk. If tomorrow jail population dropped from 800 or 900 down to 100, we wouldn't keep all the correctional officers. Our job here in being stewards of taxpayers' funds is to meet the needs of the community with the limited resources, financial resources that we have. And spending $950 for each paper served does not seem to me to be a wise investment. Number of things have happened over the last 25 years that have significantly impacted the work that the constables have to do. We have many fewer lawsuits being filed because of tort reform, because of improved workplace safety, because of safer cars so that automobile accidents are not as damaging as they once were. So we have fewer lawsuits being filed. And in the same time period, the Supreme Court and the Rules Committee have come out and amended the rules to allow citation to be served by private process service. And even provisions for service process by a certified mail return receipt requested it. Now the legal community is taking advantage of those. And that's why over the last 25 years, you see drop every year in the number of papers that are being served there. I've looked at that budget and that $950 number, and I cannot vote today to approve the replacement. I believe that there's more discussion that needs to be had. The vote's gonna turn out where it may, and I'm gonna accept that. But as I said when I began this, I am not bound and determined to do away with that position. I'm more than happy to have discussions between now and August when we get our census data. More than happy to have discussions about it during budget hearings. But that's where I stand today. I'll continue to listen, and I'll try to listen with an ear towards understanding as opposed to responding. That's all I have to say. Any further discussion among the members of the board?
Judge, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I've been thinking about this ever since it came up, and notwithstanding what the issue has been today that you spoke of, and certainly nothing against Mr. Doucette in any shape, form, or fashion. What I'm saying is a bad officer. However, there's 3.5 years left on this front. And with that in mind, why would we not entertain the possibility of having, we've got a regular election next year, and having it placed on the ballot, and let an elected official serve out the remainder of the term? It's not like the term's going to be over next year, it's 3.5 years.
Well, when you appoint a replacement, you were the person who runs for, they don't get the entire term. They serve until the next general election.
Right. That would be 2.5 years.
Next November.
Well,
there'll be a March primary and November.
What I'm saying is, I think the constable position, if I'm mistaken, didn't it just?
But it'll still be on the ballot. It'll be on the ballot for someone to be elected to the unexpired term.
That's what I'm saying. So why, instead of making an appointment or considering making an appointment, why can't we just maintain the status quo with this office and have it placed on the agenda?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, and I'm happy to discuss it in August when we have the census data. I just don't want to fill it today. I think at 526 papers annually, the two deputies that are there, that's less than one paper per workday being served.
Well, the reason the budget has already been set last October 1st with a constable in that position. Second of all, if we're going to wait on the census, as I anticipate, Jefferson County still have maybe 250,000, 51,000, 52,000 people. I anticipate that with the boom in the LNG plants and different things in my precinct, in precinct 8, there are some things that's going to take place where, you know, if people are doing their jobs and serving the papers right and sending them to the proper JP court, there are some things that we're going to be overloaded in that area. You got almost 90% of the refineries in precinct 8. Well, I'm going to go back and say 75%. That's a traffic issue right now that I've been dealing with TxDOT, and it's going to be a nightmare. The census comes back 250,000, redrawing the lines to make it more evenly dispersed between the precincts is more what we should do other than to eliminate a court. And if we're going to have this discussion about eliminating people based on budget, there are certain departments really need to be looked at real close.
That's fine.
Real close.
I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay, Judge. If someone can justify, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but there's a certain department that's half a million, three quarter of a million department that we get reports from periodically. In the times of turmoil, we may need them, but I just think it should be a temporary position. So I'm just saying we shouldn't target one elected official office or department pre-census. Let's look at the whole county for us once we get the numbers. The budget is already set for this position. The previous constable was sick, everyone knows, and he did the best he could. This is an able-bodied person that come in and get those numbers of people to hire. That's gonna go to work. He's gonna go to work. He's not gonna come and just sit in the office. So those numbers should improve. Second of all, these numbers are skewed by COVID and everything else. Just like anything, I mean, you know, any numbers we get in the courts and the fines and fees, these numbers are skewed. So we need to throw these numbers out this year. So let's wait on the census. I'm going to make the appointment. If you vote against it, that's your prerogative. I hope the other commissions understand that the money's in the budget already. He's going to go to work for that money. He's not coming to just take money and sit around. And you know, he's not sick, for as I know. So that's my position. Thank you.
Okay, well, I mean,
let me interject right here, Judge. I know you use numbers on the papers. I think we got the president of the union there. If you don't mind, come up to the mic, Mr. Daniels. Do y'all only do papers and that's it? Because I know you're certified law enforcement officers. Do y'all only do papers?
No, we don't just do papers. We're a full service agency. We have our own ORI number, we do traffic, warrants. There's a number of things that we're doing. We're peace officers. We're sworn, we serve. We go out and we serve the public, that's our job. We take our oath seriously. We have a duty to the taxpayers to take care of them. For service, that's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do.
Okay. I just want to make sure. That was good. That was good. I just want to hear, because I know we're making decisions, and right now, Commissioner, within the prerogative of the commissioner that those offices lie within. We normally go with the commissioner, something like we did when there was a justice of peace came, we went with what was requested. And that's been the normal basis, right?
Right, Commissioner, and I thank you for that, and I thank you, Councilman Daniel.
Thank you.
The bottom line, guys, is we can talk about papers, but these guys are law enforcement. With law enforcement being under attack these days from every angle, rightfully some places and wrongfully others, when you start eliminating law enforcement, man, you're down a slippery slope. As Commissioner Alpha said, papers are something they do. But when you see a cusp, that's law enforcement. I mean, if we want to start cutting law enforcement, then I'm going to be against it. I'm going to be against it, and that's what it boils down to. And everybody has their right to feel the way they feel, but they are law enforcement. The Supreme Court has said it. I believe it. I know it. Commissioner Bush, former police chief, they're law enforcement. Thank you.
Call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Vote nay. The nays have it, and I will keep my commission.
Revote, Judge. Please.
So we're voting, I guess I'm voting that we not fulfill that constable's position until we get to the census desk. So I'm voting.
Can we do a roll call vote, Judge?
Okay, I'm nay.
Aye.
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 Okay, the ayes have it.
Thank you.
All right. I think that completes our agenda, and now is the time of public comment. If you're online and you wish to make public comment, then you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. So you are voting to fill the position?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. You will need to vote to unmute your line. You'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. If you are present here in court, you may come to the lectern and you may speak.
I just want to say thank you to the court for continuing to keep precinct constable's position field. And as the constable said, the commissioner said, I just reiterated, the constables are police officers, law enforcement, and we need that as many law enforcement feet on the ground as possible. There's a lot more to this than serving papers. And we're in the climate is very high right now due to the pandemic and other things, crime, and other unlawful acts. So I appreciate Commissioner Bush, long-time friend. I appreciate Commissioner Alfred, Commissioner Senator, for listening to it.
Is there anyone online? If not, thank you all for being here today. I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and we are adjourned.
Oh, Judge, excuse me, I apologize. Mr. Gusev, I apologize. Would you just introduce yourself to the podium? I apologize to the court. This is Ms. Harold Doucette, Judge. Thank y'all for allowing
me. Harold Doucette, put out the police. Thank you for the opportunity to try to continue this business for us.
You got to sit down.